Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be in God's presence this morning? Shall we be on our feet as we give him praise? Hallelujah. Amen. I was glad when they said to me, let us come to the house of the Lord. I don't know about you this morning. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
I worship you. You are here, the man in every
worship you.
Broken heart, you are the answer. God. Jesus. God of miracle walking God.
One more time, you are the God who was and is to come.
You are the God who was, who is and is to come.
Call on me, Jesus.
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 And in you I trust.
And in you I trust.
My love is in
your hands.
Say it, Jesus.
You are the miracle. You are Yahweh.
front of you. He's answering you right now.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Jesus.
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Sing it, he's the holiest of all. Moving in our midst right now.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha.
Sing it like he's touching you right now. Like your last amen to him.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Can you say a simple hallelujah? Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, your glory, presence is in this place. Let none be left behind, but let everyone into your holy presence. Father, be magnified and be glorified. Father, we bless your holy name. You are truly Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the answer, the solution, the way maker, the provider, the healer, the restorer, the bridge that we walk through on a daily basis to come to you. Father, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We thank you for all the miracles, all the answers to prayers, all the provision, all the activities we've been through all week, oh God. You saw us through. Even when we are down, you brought us up. Father, we bless your holy name. Father, be magnified. We lift our voice and we say thank you. Can you tell him thank you this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That we have a mouth to even praise you. We have a mouth to call your name. We have a sound in our voice to say, hallowed be your holy name. Father, we bless you. Continue to have your way in this service. Let your name continue to be lifted in our hearts, through our mouth, and through everything you've given to us. We thank you for your holy presence. Let the remaining part of the service magnify your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Shalom, everybody. God day, everyone. May you have a God day in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, today we'll read a scripture and then I'm going to continue in prayer. Psalm 121 is very short, 8 verses. Excuse me. Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Somebody shout hallelujah. While we slept and snored all night, God does not sleep nor slumber, but he is in a rest. Hallelujah. May we enter that same rest in the name of Jesus, that what will give me and you rest is not sleep, but the rest of the Lord. Verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. It's God that keeps a city. It's God that keeps a nation. It's God that keeps Israel. It's God that will keep you and your family in the name of Jesus. Verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. We're entering summer this coming week. 20th of June, summer starts. And the sun is already up. And I see some people already having suntan and sunburn already. The sun will not smite you by day nor by night. You will enjoy the benefit of the sun, but you will not have the negative part of it. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. The moon will not mess up with your mind. Your mind will be more alert than ever. They are there to serve. The sun and the moon are to serve us in seasons and bringing forth harvest and good things into our life, but not to hurt us. So day and night, we are protected 24/7. May you and your family remain under that shadow of the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Whatever evil is going on right now, it's not your portion. It's not for your children. It's not for your spouse. It's not for anything that concerns you. It shall pass and pass you over in the name of Jesus. He shall preserve our soul. Our soul shall be preserved. You'll never have an altered mind, a mind that anything will destroy. The food you eat will not hurt you. The water you drink will not hurt you. The air you breathe will not hurt you. Nothing shall hurt your mind. Even those who send arrows and curses to you, their curse will not work on your life. Your mind will not receive any of them. Your soul shall be preserved. Your thoughts, your emotions shall be intact and praise the living God. You will never go mad or get senile. In the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's disease is never your portion. In the name of Jesus. Mind-altering diseases and brain problems are not your problem. Your brain will function excellently. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe this, say a big amen. 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 Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Every day we go in and out, we are preserved. We just go and get green pastures and come back with green pastures. Say amen. The Lord is truly our shepherd. We shall not want. We are in that preserve mood. Somebody say, I'm in the preserve mood of the Lord all the time. That means aging problem will not hurt you. You will age gracefully and gloriously, and more beautiful and more handsome, but you shall not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every part of you is functioning perfectly. Your health, your finance, your home, your family, your ministry, everything God has assigned to you, they are all preserved in the name of Jesus. We are not talking preserved like pickles. We are talking about the youthfulness and the glory of God. Say amen. All right, rise with me. Let us pray. You have prayed and you said, did you say a big amen for yourself? Amen. Amen means so let it be. You have agreed and it is established in Jesus' name. Father, we give you, lift your hands before God and give him glory. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you that you're God who answers prayer. You've commanded us to pray, that your house is a house of prayer. We're here to speak to you with our own voices, to say thank you for all the many blessings. For even the air that we breathe, we are thankful. We thank you for your preservation. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you that all the elements and the things you've created, they are there to help us, not to hurt us. Whatever God has made will never hurt us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your hand upon every one of our lives. We thank you for our city, our nation, and we thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and prosperity to her palaces. We thank you, O God, for your everlasting promises. You are a God who keeps covenant. What you say you do is what you do. Lord, you are doing it, and you will continue to do it, and you have done it. We give you praise. We thank you, O God, that you remember all your children today. Remember your people, Lord. Remember the nation of Israel. Remember all nations. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Remember Canada. Remember Nigeria. Remember United States of America. Remember Spain. Remember Portugal. Remember Brazil. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch all these nations, all the islands of the seas, every nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, and all First Nations people, remember them. May they know you are their creator. You, when you divided the nations and you separated the lands, you put them in those places as stewards. May they become great stewards of the land. May they do good to the land. May they replenish and reproduce. And may they become fruitful and begin to supply the things that you have asked them to supply. You are the great supplier. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, God, that our nations are blessed. They are fruitful and they are multiplying. They are doing great things. And every nation where there are wicked leaders, continue to remove them. In the mighty name of Jesus, put in righteous leaders. For when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Bring righteous leaders, O God, into all our land, into the nations, into leadership, in the hospitals, in the schools, in the banks, in every area, O God, of society that you have created for us. May we have righteous leaders in the churches, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may your name be exalted in all the businesses. May they begin to do righteousness. Begin to separate the sheep from the goat in the name of Jesus. And make sure our eyes are open to see clearly, knowing that this is what you are doing. Grant discernment to your people, Lord, that they will walk in your light and in your salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the service this morning. Heal, restore, and make whole your people, Lord. Lord, answer their prayers. We thank you that when you were here, we received you, and you are already changing and transforming our lives. Be in the word service this morning. Be in the giving service. Be in the thanksgiving service. Be in the testimony service. And be in all our lives, in our going out and our coming in. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Also.
When Jesus wanted to feed the thousands, he said, "What do we have?" It was not the amount of people, but what he had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Sometimes we're looking for something amazing out there. Meanwhile, what we're looking for is right where we are. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we're looking for what's out there, looking at the circumstance. Meanwhile, the answer is right with you. May God help us to know what we've got. Because until you appreciate what you have, your miracle is distant. The prophet said to the woman, "What's in your house?" The answer is in the house. Amen? Father, we are thankful for all that you have for us. And we give you praise. Knowing, Father, that it is well with us. Because God, you are faithful. Our faith is in you. Our faith is in you. Our trust is in you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, now and then, you and I get into a place where circumstances want to dictate how you feel, how you perceive life. And now and then I come to that place and I stop myself and I say, wait a minute. Be thankful for what you have. Please hear that. Be thankful for what you have. Because many times the enemy wants to point you to somebody else who has something that you don't have. And you know what? When you and I start comparing ourselves one with the other, we falter. You either falter in the sense that you get depressed and discouraged, or you become arrogant and proud. Let me say that again. When you look at what other people are doing and what they have, you either get discouraged because they have more than you do, or you become proud because you see yourself having more than they do. You got to understand. But where God wants you and I to be is a place of thanksgiving. No matter what state you are, to just say, I thank you, Lord, for what you have given to me. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Yes, I don't have this or I don't have that, but right now I want to thank you for what I have. I don't have 50,000 member church, but Lord, I have a 5-member church. I thank you for the 5. Are you with me? I thank you. I don't have $1 million, but I thank you that I have 20. You know what that does? It brings you to the place where the enemy cannot harass you. You're at peace. Amen? You're at peace. The troubles that we carry most times is based on us comparing ourselves with other people. Look at that person's wife. Look at that person's husband. Look at those people's children. Just be thankful. Hello? Just be what? Thankful. Or else you will not be in the place of peace. Peace happens because you are thankful. It does not mean that you're tolerating the situation. It's that you're trusting God. and you're saying to God, if I'm missing anything that I should have, you, God of war, fight for me and bring to me what belongs to me. Hello? The Bible says in the scriptures, Haman wrote out a letter authorized by the king to wipe out the Israelites, the Jews, the Hebrews. And that letter was permanent. It was a permanent document. It was there. It was out in place. And that's what was going to happen. But the Bible says, I want you to hear this, God raised up a man called Mordecai, and Mordecai wrote another letter. And that letter superseded the first letter. I don't know what the enemy has spoken into your life, what has been documented against you, what challenges have come against you, but I want to say to you today, there's a second letter. I said, there is a what? Second letter. The first letter said, you have cancer. The second letter is saying, no cancer. The first letter said, you are going to suffer a heart attack. The second letter says, no heart attack. The first letter says, you are diabetic. The second letter says, no diabetic. No, you're not there. The first letter says, you're fired. The second letter says, you're promoted. Hallelujah. Listen, hear the word of God. God knows how to fix whatever problem you're facing. When you hear the first bad news, hear what God has to say about the matter. Because God has a say. We sang today, He's Alpha and Omega. He has the last word. Amen? I said, God has what? The last word. So don't allow yourself to be troubled. Last week we talked about peace. Today we're going to continue some on that particular subject of peace. Grasping what God has to say about it. We said last week that peace was a directive of trust. That it was the deliberate act of placing our confidence in God's character, in God's promises, and in God's sovereignty. That God is sovereign. That He reigns. It is also allowing His faithfulness to govern, to influence, to control our thoughts rather than our circumstances. Everybody here has some kind of a circumstance. But you cannot allow your circumstance to determine your future. God's word must be the solitary fact that determines what is happening in your life, what is acceptable in your life. If it does not line up with the word of God, you have the absolute right to say no to it. Hallelujah. To say no, no thanks. This is unacceptable. And you know what? If you can see that it's unacceptable because it does not line up with the goodness of God for your life, God agrees with you. Well, let me help you a little bit here. There was a guy called Cain. He killed his brother. God put a judgment on him. And he says to God, that's too much. This is not right. I know I did wrong, but this is not right. You know what God said? You're right. Anybody who tries to do what I just said to do, I'm going to deal with them. That was the second letter. The second word. Seek for that second word. Jesus touched a man who was blind. And he says, what do you see? The man says, I see men like trees. Jesus touched him a second time. And now he saw clearly. That was the second touch. I tell you today, God has a second touch for you. Will you receive it? Will you accept it? Will you celebrate it? Because that's exactly what he wants to do. Peace. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. John 14 and verse 27 was our base foundational scripture last Sunday. John 14 and verse 27. And what does it say to us? It says to us, peace I leave with you. In other words, I'm not taking it with me. I'm leaving it with you. I'm leaving my peace with you. It says, not only am I leaving it with you, but I'm giving it to you personally. I'm giving, here, bring your hand. I give you the peace. And then it says, this peace that I'm giving to you is not like the peace that the world gives. He says, and because I give you this peace, let not your heart be troubled. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. You see, if you were in Britain, they will have something like house for let. Like we will have here, house for rent. Letting is also renting. So God is saying to us, I've given you my peace. I've left it with you. Don't rent your heart to trouble. Hello? That's your decision. So I've given you what you need. So, oh Lord, I pray for peace. It's an act of unbelief. Oh, I don't know if you heard. I said, me praying for peace is an act of unbelief. That's me saying, I don't believe that you left me with peace and that you've given me peace. The problem is not God. The problem is I have not activated the peace that God has given me already. I have rented my heart to trouble. I have rented my heart to fear. Meanwhile, God's word says, I have not given to you the spirit of what? Fear. So when I am afraid, it is because I am embracing a spirit that God has not given to me. I've given it rent. I've given it license. I've given it space. And God says, don't give space to trouble. And don't give space to fear. Are we together? Fear becomes then a decision. Worry becomes a decision. I choose not to be afraid or troubled. What does the first verse, first and second verse of this chapter tell us? Hear what John 14 begins, how it begins. It says, let not your heart be what? Troubled. Why? Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. When I'm not operating in peace, I am not believing God. I am believing the problem. I am believing the circumstance. Believe in it how? That it has more power and more potential or potency than God, the omnipotent God. That's what I'm saying. Say, but I didn't say it. No, when you're acting it, you're saying it. When you allow yourself to live in the world of worry, you're saying God is not able. God is not capable. God doesn't have the ability to address the situation that I'm facing right now. So I need to worry to find a solution for my problem that is other than God. That means you don't have confidence in Him. You see, the peace of God is not as a result of you having the answers, all the answers that you need about a particular situation. The peace of God, as we stated, comes from you believing and knowing the one who has the answers. I don't need to have the answer when He has the answer. All I need to do is look unto Him, the author and the finisher of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do I do when I'm faced with challenges? He says, have the God kind of faith, or have faith in God. And then if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. Based on what? Based on faith in God. You have the faith of God, and you speak in the words of God, and you get the God results. It says, even though the challenge is still facing you and is still staring at you in the face, just stay there. Stay there. Know that God is for you. And if God be for you, who and what can be against you? Please hear this, child of God. Please hear this. Because every one of us will face challenges. Many years ago, the son was going through a very difficult situation. And I looked at him and I said, wow, this is amazing. And staring at me, I'm telling you about my problem, telling me about this is amazing. I said, this is amazing because God has so much faith in you. And staring at me, what do you mean God has so much faith in me? I said, for you to be going through this, God has so much faith in you. He said, well, I don't understand. I said, His word says He will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear. And you're going through this? Wow. He must have put a lot inside of you because He knows you can bear this. And He's going to provide a way of escape. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord, that you have so much faith in me because you've put so much inside of me. Therefore, this day I declare in Jesus' name, this mountain be thou removed and be cast into the sea. That was His way of escape. Your way of escape is in speaking the word of God. Because you know that God has so much confidence that you will not fail. You will not break. You will not fall apart. Why? Because He has put Himself inside of you. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The devil is one who comes to rob you of your peace. But let peace now fight for you. Hallelujah. I say, let peace fight for you. The word of God says, the God of peace shall crush Satan under your feet shortly. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but I know this, that God is faithful and God will fight for you. The God of peace shall crush Satan. That's a promise of God. The God of peace crushing Satan. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. Romans 16 and verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The empowering presence of God be with you, because Satan is going under your feet. Hallelujah. The adversary, the one challenging you, is going to be under your feet. Praise the Lord. Is he under your feet?
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Under my feet. There you go. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And the Father says, sit down here until I make all of your enemies your footstool. What do you use footstools for? To rise. Hello? Is that what you do? You use footstool to relax yourself, if you're using it as an ottoman, or you use a footstool to go up higher, to reach up higher. Let every challenge that the enemy brings to you become a conduit through which God promotes you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to understand what peace does for you and I. It elevates us. It brings us higher. Because God wants to do a new thing in your life. And I say to you, child of God, today, my God shall fight for you. Hallelujah. 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 The word of God says in the book of Philippians, hear what the word of God says. Hear this. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, God's word says in verse, we're starting from verse 6, it says to us, it says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything, but in everything, no matter the situation, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And as you make your request known unto God, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It shall keep your heart, keep your mind through Christ Jesus. You see, that word there, shall keep your minds, can be translated, shall garrison, shall stand as a military force around your heart and your mind. How? Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Listen, it could have said, in Christ Jesus. That's how you are, in Christ Jesus. But through Christ Jesus is how you shatter the strongholds of the enemy. The through Christ Jesus is you proclaiming your position, your authority, your right in God, in affirming and letting the devil know, I know who I am, and I don't buy into your economy. I know who I am, I'm a child of God, chosen by God. I have the peace of God, and peace is fighting for me. Praise the Lord. And when peace fights for you, it gains ground for every enemy, every challenge that you are facing. As those enemies fall, you take that land. Is somebody listening? So, we celebrate when trouble comes. Because that means we are gaining more ground. The enemy meant for it to be evil, but God meant for it to be good. Hallelujah. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together? Psalm 4 and verse 8. The psalmist says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why are you not sleeping? Because you're worrying about this and about that. But the word of God says, I will lay me down in peace. I'm going to lay down in peace and I'm going to sleep. Why? For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. For thou, O Lord, what? For thou, Lord, makest me dwell in safety. Is that what it says? What does it say? Only. Only. Some say only. Say it again, only. That means always makes me dwell in safety. I'm always safe. I'm always in safety. Because that's what God says, only. I'm not going to be worrying what witch is flying around me, what demonic spirit is coming to hover around my bed. No, I'm going to go to sleep. Because God says, I am safe. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know if you're coming into agreement with the word of God or you are allowing your circumstances to be the determining factor in your life. I'm saying to you, shut down the lies of the enemy. Believe God. Amen? Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. He is for me. He is for you. How do we continue in this walk of peace? The word of God says to us that it's something that we need to activate and continue to cultivate. Praise the Lord. We need to activate it and we need to cultivate it. You know, cultivate peace. It has been given to you, but whatever God gives to you, God intends for you to multiply. Please hear that. Whatever God has given to you, God intends for you to what? Multiply. He doesn't want to come back and see exactly the same way he gave it to you. So what does the word of God say in the book of James? The third chapter, James chapter 3 and verse 18. It says, the fruit of righteousness is sown where? In peace of them that make what? Peace. If you are a peacemaker, the word of God tells you what category you are. In Matthew chapter 6, blessed are the peacemakers. Is that not what the word of God says? That blessed are what? Peacemakers. Now, a question I need to ask is this. Are you a maker of peace? Do you cultivate peace? Because that is the place where righteousness is sown. Because righteousness produces the fruit of righteousness. But that which fertilizes righteousness, that which causes righteousness to be abundant in your life, is the bedrock of the soil of peace. So you sow peace in peace. You sow righteousness in peace as a peacemaker. Where do you find yourself today? As a son, as a daughter of the Most High God. Do you celebrate peace and the goodness of God? Is that part of your method of operation? I'm a peacemaker. As the word of God says, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What can we say about that? See what Matthew chapter 5 says. And verse 9 tells us that peacemakers are the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be what? Called the children of God. They shall be called what? The children of God. You're not a peacemaker, then you're not called a child of God. Part of the sign that I am a child of God is that I am a peacemaker. Not only have I received peace, I am making peace. So when there's confusion and there's trouble, I want to bring peace to that situation. When there's trouble, I want to make sure that it does not escalate. Peace. I bless you. Peace. Peace. I pray for you. Peace. Peace. I understand. Peace. Whatever it takes to generate peace is what I want to do rather than this. Because when I'm doing this, I'm not acting like a child of God. Strife is not what defines the children of God. They understand one thing, that they are not wrestling against flesh and blood. But against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. People are not your problem. There is a spirit acting up. So deal with that spirit rather than tearing down your brother or your sister, your child, your husband, your wife. Be at peace. Because I tell you what, when you are swearing and cursing at your family, you're swearing and cursing at yourself. Hello? Hello? If I say to my brother, my sister, it will not be well with you. I say to my child, it is not going to be well with you. When it is not well with them, who's going to carry the problem? You. That's exactly what's going to happen. Look at you. You will die from cancer. You said people say things like that? Every day. Every day. They got to be unbelievers. Excuse me? Even Christians, so-called Christians, speak death into other people's lives. And you're going to operate in peace? You're acting not like a child of God. There's nothing that anybody does that should cause you to speak death or negativity out of your mouth. If you are going to be an inheritor of the promises of God, nothing. You must stay out of that. You know what the word of God says? It says, speak the blessing. That's how and if they reject the blessing comes back to you. It's your opportunity to get the extra, the bonus. I bless you in Jesus' name. They reject it, it comes back to you. So when you're blessing yourself. And in the presence of the blessing, the curse is wiped off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what the Word of God talks about. In 1 Peter chapter 3, book of 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning to read from about, I'll take it off from verse 10. 1 Peter 3 and verse 10. It says, for he that will love life and see good days. If you love life and you want to see good days, he says, let him refrain his tongue from what? From evil. If you want to live, if you love life, you want to live long, and you want to see good days, he says, make sure you refrain your tongue from speaking evil. And his lips, that they speak no guile, no untruth. Let him eschew evil. What does it mean to eschew evil, shun off evil? It means that you don't speak evil from your mouth. That's how you shun it. And what should you do instead? Do good, because that's how good is going to come to you. He said, let him seek what? Peace. Seek it. And ensue it. Make sure of it. Make sure of it. It says, why? For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So when you think you are speaking evil against somebody, you are causing God to stand against you. Somebody listening? Somebody getting helped? There is no place for negative talk out of your mouth. If it is evil, don't say it, because if you say it, you are causing God to come against you. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. What do the righteous do? They sow in peace. Yes? And his ears are open unto their prayers. When you are speaking evil, God's ears are closed to your prayers. Hello? When you are speaking the language of strife, God's ears are closed to your prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God goes against those that do evil. Whether they are speaking it or they are acting it out against and generating an evil atmosphere, God's face is against that. He says, because his eyes are open. He's watching over the righteous. So if somebody's doing something bad towards you, understand that God, the righteous, is watching over the righteous, and is watching to see what you're going to do. And if you do not speak evil, he's not against you. If you're speaking good, he's with you. Amen? So, when people come against you, position yourself on the side that God will be for. Hello? It says, and who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good. Who is it that's going to harm you if you're following that which is good? That which is the right thing to do? Who's going to harm you? He says, but and if you suffer righteousness for righteousness' sake, happy. Happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Why do you come to that place and act from that position? Because you are aware of the faithfulness of God. That's why. That's why. That's what's generating this mindset. Now let me go back to about verse 8 and verse 9 of 1 Peter 3. And let's see what the Word of God says. It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, what? Blessing. Don't evil, you gave me evil, I give you evil. You rail at me, I rail at you. It says, don't do that. Instead, do what? Bless. Contrariwise, blessing. Why? Knowing that ye are thereunto called, you are called to the blessing, that you should inherit a blessing. You are called into a blessing to inherit a blessing. So don't short circuit yourself and remove yourself from the place of blessing by speaking evil and causing God to be against you. When you're in the first place, you were in the right place. You are right in the first place. But now because you are railing and fighting, God says, okay, since you can handle it yourself, take care of it. And now you're removed from the blessing. So if you really love life, if you want to enjoy life, huh? And you want to see good days, huh? Refrain your tongue from evil. Your lips, that they speak no guile. That's how you get it. You don't get it by creating a whirlwind around you all the time. It cannot be a person that just creates issues that bring about destruction. So peace. How will this happen? You say? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. Colossians 3 and verse 15. Give us a perspective on this, on how we can operate in this peace of God. He says, and let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God rule. Let it arbitrate. Let the peace of God stand as an umpire. Let it govern in your heart. to the which also ye are called in one body. You've been called to that. And be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Because if you're not thankful, all you're going to do is start complaining. All you're going to start doing is griping. And the more you do that, the more upset you get. You see, because the way this whole thing works is the devil isn't there 100% of the time. He just puts a little bit and lets you fan it. Meanwhile, he's gone. He's long gone. So when you're saying, I rebuke you, devil, he's gone. He's not there. It's you fanning the problem. Who are you hurting? You're not walking in peace. Now your blood pressure is off the roof. You're not walking in peace. Now next thing, you have a stroke. You're not walking in peace. Next thing, you're falling all over the place, fighting with everybody. Now, this is a child of God. It's no longer what people see. They see a troublesome person, a troublemaker. They see somebody who's critical of everything because you're not walking in peace. You cannot kill all the flies in the earth. If you're going to do that, if that's going to be your job to kill all the flies, you'll be very busy. Because you see, all you're doing is killing all the flies, you better be certain that there are no maggots. Because as you are killing them, they are coming. And so many times we just okay. Now you've done all of that, now you're tired. And then you start again. Why don't you expend that energy in doing what is right and good? And stay in the blessing where there's no struggle. You're just blessed. God has called you to the blessing. Stay in the blessing. Hallelujah. Don't become the devil that... I wanted to say something, but that's okay. Don't become your own devil. That's nicer. Huh? Don't become your own devil. Because so many prayers that we are praying to solve problems were problems that we spoke into place. Huh? You spoke it into place because you're not at peace. You're not at peace in the shalom of God, in the irony of God, and so all you said is how broke you were. Did you know that God does not tell us to pray for money? Because that's what the heathen do. Matthew 6. You're worried about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, where you're going to stay, what clothes you're going to wear. He says, that's what the heathen do. If God answers you praying for money, it's because he's just having mercy. It's just mercy. He says, cast your problems before me and say, God, this is what my need is. I thank you that this need is met. And he will funnel whatever it is that you need into your hands. But when you start telling him, I need this and I need that amount, it's like saying, God, you don't see my problem. But God wants me to come in praise and in worship, in His peace, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. And trust in Him to do what is right for me. Did Jesus pray for bread to feed the multitude? He just took what he had. And what did he do? He gave thanks. Is that a pattern? This is what I got. I give you thanks. And he got leftovers after it. I know what I'm talking about. Because this last trip that I just went to in Pakistan, I needed no less than 50,000, and that is bottom line. Huh? The bottom. Base, no frills. I needed to accomplish so much. I did not get a quarter of that. What do? I'll lift it up before the Lord and say, I give you thanks. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. My heart wants to worry. But my heart also wants to give thanks. Depending on who it is that I choose to believe, I give thanks. And guess what? Did I accomplish everything I needed to accomplish? Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything was accomplished. Everything was accomplished. It was not that the figures were wrong. And I got the same crowd. Because God found a way. I don't know how he did it, but the people were there. The people were there. We're able to purchase the slaves that we needed to purchase, and got a deal for one that was going to be released. I'm going to call back and find out whether the man has already honored his word. For free. Hello? That's God. You start from the place of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you. 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 He said, Pastor, don't you get... Even this morning, I was here early in the morning, and all of a sudden, the devil took my mind to something, the discussion I had with somebody just yesterday, and how much they're spending on a particular project out of their church. And the devil reminded me of that, and I wanted to feel like God. They just started. They have all that kind of money to spend, and I have to be struggling here. What is this? I wanted to go there. I wanted to go there. I wanted to go there. I wanted to go there real quick, and I stopped myself. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all these chairs, I said. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, you gave me all these chairs. Thank you, Lord, for all this equipment. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, oh, God, for all the cameras. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the sound equipment. I thank you, Lord, for this building. I thank you. All of a sudden, I was out of that mess. Hello? Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the people that came to church today. Me? You're going to get me discouraged? About what? That devil was not born. Hallelujah. You thank God for the people. I thank God that Lindsay is here. Hallelujah. I thank God that when Kingsley is not here, Joseph is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God knows every detail. So why are you worrying? You won't fix it? I tell you what, you can't fix your problems. So stop trying. Let God direct your path. He says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. Is that the word of God or not? Yes. So let the peace of God rule your heart. Let it play the umpire. Let it arbitrate. Praise the Lord. There's so much to share. You know, the Word of God says in Matthew 11. Let me do this. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. The Lord says something to us there. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You're burdened. He says, "Come to me. I'm going to give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you and" what? "Learn of me." Learn. What does it say? Learn. Take my yoke, learn. Why do you need to learn? So that you know. Why do you need to know? So that you can continue. Hello? So it says, hook up to me and learn. See how I do what I do. Then you can do what I do. Hallelujah. That's proper training. See what I'm doing? Do it. You did it. You did it. And it says, okay, did you see what you did wrong there? No, I don't see. Okay, let me do it again. See? Okay, do the same thing. All right. You got it? Okay, do it again. Let me see. All by yourself. And you did it again. You've learned. Because you've learned of him. He says, "For I am meek." So what does he want you to learn? Meekness. What does he want you to learn? Lowliness in heart. Not, blah, 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 blah. No, no. Yes, the violent take it by force. That's a true statement. But you cannot always be violent. Peace is another way. And that's the primary way. Jesus brought healing to people, and there's only two times, or maybe once, that we see him being violent. When he took the whip and went after the money changers and the practitioners in his house, because they've made it their house, the den of thieves, rather than the house of prayer. Because they were finding other ways of doing things. If Jesus was all over the place, whipping people all the time, who wants to follow him? This guy's a violent guy. No, be calm. Hallelujah. So that the day that you're violent, say something, somebody really pushed something. Something really happened, because this is not how he normally acts. So there was something that made this happen. We need to find out what happened, why he acted like this. But if you're always violent, say that's the way he's always. Even if you were right, they say he's always like that. He's always looking for trouble, all fighting all over the place, all the time. There's no peace around him. Forget it. Whatever it is that he tells you, I want to listen. Don't listen to him, because he's always a troublemaker. But you're calm, you're peaceful and quiet, exercising authority, and then one day you raise your voice. "Why are you doing that?" People say, "Huh? What happened? What happened?" People will listen. But if you are always noisy, nobody hears you. Let me say that again. If you are always noisy, you are not heard. You never heard going full throttle all the time. No. No. In fact, if you're going full throttle all the time and then you calm, people will stop and say, what happened? What happened? They will listen to you when you're quiet. When you're calm. That's the power of peace. He says, learn. I'm meek, I'm lowly. And when you do that, ye shall find rest unto your what? Souls. You find rest. You find peace in your souls. Because you have learned from me. Why? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. It doesn't say it doesn't have burdens. It says it's light. If you learn from him, if you yoke to him, things will be different. And I close with Romans 8:31. Following Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Hear what God's word says. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, if God is for me, who can be against me? Who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, with Jesus, also freely give us some things? Huh? All things. So if I've given you Jesus, how shall it be that I don't give you freely all things? Whatever it is. Look at verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. The God that somebody is saying is against you is the same God who justifies you. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So it's not in the business of condemning me, putting me down, tearing me down. He's interceding for me. Wow. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, problems, or distress, or persecution? Is it famine? Or nakedness? Or peril, or sword, as it is written, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, no matter what it is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How? Through him, that's the Christ, that loved us. For I'm persuaded, I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In chapter 9, he continues and he says, I say the truth in Christ, the anointed one. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. He says he has a heaviness of heart because of what is happening all around and all the challenges that he faced. But in spite of it all, he is more than a conqueror. When we talk about the peace of God, we're not talking about the absence of problems or issues. We're talking about the presence of God that is greater than the circumstances or issues that we will ever face. The Lord's name be glorified forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we are thankful for the wonderful privilege accorded us to know that we have peace. Peace that passes all understanding. We embrace it. We allow peace to fight for us, to gain territory for us, peace to elevate us, peace to cause us to rest in safety. We thank you, Lord, that your blessings are bound towards us. And we thank you, Lord, that this peace, first and foremost, is because we have come into a stable, clean relationship with you, that you are our Lord and our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for this. We celebrate your goodness. And we say, Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the fence he had done with his blood, he has saved me with his power. He has raised me to God. Be the glory for the fear he had done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit rest upon us, and let grace sufficient bring restoration to every heart. Where there's restlessness, we pronounce your peace awakened. Exercise for new results in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for every one of you that took time to be in the house of the Lord this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for us to rejoice and be glad. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving, with our tithe, our offerings, our vows, our first fruits. Release it unto the Lord our God, that which he has blessed us with, so that we can continue in that blessing. May God breathe upon our offerings today. May he speak life to that which we give. May he multiply our seed sown. And may that which we have bring resolution, solutions, answers to everything that we need it to address. May the God of heaven smile over us today, and having blessed us, cause us now and always to be a blessing. Come, honor God with your giving. If you don't have your communion element, please raise your hand so that the ushers can locate you and bring to you your communion element. I'll call on Mama to come. Glory be to God. The Lord is our healer. Let His blood, His precious blood, flow through every part of our body. Wherever the blood of Jesus goes, let it bring healing and restoration to every cell, to every muscle, to every organ. Let the healing power of God flow. Let the healing power of God flow through your nerves, hallelujah, through your skeletal system, your structure, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for His faithfulness. May we be the evidence and testimony that God not only heals, that He cures, and that He keeps us in divine health, sickness and disease free. Your youth renewed like the eagles. Strength to your body in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Take of this body and eat, and let all the benefits that God planned for you to have be activated and realized in you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus died and He rose again, He blew breath on His disciples and He gave them peace. Peace I give unto you. Three times. We receive the complete peace of Amen. Resurrection.
Amen.
Life in our system.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you believe so, say amen.
Yes, amen.
Take and drink.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before we dismiss from those that are on YouTube and Facebook, I'd like to remind you that this Friday we will not be here for prayer meeting. We'll be at Calvary Temple for the concert that is going to be happening with our dear sister, Sister Sinach, a world-renowned gospel worship leader, psalmist. We sang one of our songs this morning, Waymaker. The very first song we sang this morning is one of Sinach's songs. And we want to encourage you. It's a free concert. We want to encourage you to come to that concert. And though it is free, our coming is not free. So come with an offering also with you. Come with an offering. And make sure you release an offering to help offset the cost of this dear woman of God coming to minister to us. That's this Friday coming. Do come close and get the QR code. If you cannot get it from where you are, come close. I know it's a little blurred from where you are, but when you come close to the QR code, you will be able to get the information and register as needed. Space is filling up real quick. You want to be able to have a seat. Amen? So please do so and be greatly blessed. All right, we'll step away from those who have.
What else are they doing there?
Oh, yes, they are going to be honoring this man of God for my 50 years of faithful service in the ministry of the Lord. Amen. So, let's be there to participate. All right.